night. Eskom says the system remains vulnerable. Unions at SAA have denied a meeting with the airline's business rescue practitioner Les Mattison, despite reports to the contrary. They include NUMSA and the Cabin Crew Association. The unions say they're committed to helping to save the airline, which has been placed under business rescue. Over 4,000 delegates are expected to elect the EFF leadership at the party's second elective conference at NASREC in Johannesburg today. Some positions are expected to be highly contested. Here's political analyst Ralf Mateka.
Look at the image of Mr. Malema. It's no longer the same. If one were to do an approval, it will not be better now. He will be worse now than he were months ago while President Jacob Zuma was still in charge. So they are struggling, and you are seeing it in their public space. Emerging, it shows that that image of the EFF as a tightly knit leadership that is almost impenetrable, it's all gone. They are struggling like any other political party now.
Police Minister Bheki Cele says the appointment of three police commissioners for the Western Cape, Free State and the Northwest is long overdue. Bayile Motswenyane has been moved to the Free State after heading the Northwest for many years, while former Hawks acting head Yolisa Matakata has been appointed provincial commissioner for the Western Cape, while Selo Kwena is the new Northwest commissioner. Cele explains the significance of the appointments.
The appointments will provide structure, enhance accountability, as well as command and control in the respective divisions and provinces to ensure that South African Police Service as an organization works towards of a common goal, a journey of a safer South African. This is lined with the working theme that will reach the turnaround.
And finally, Amazon has picked up the worldwide rights to a documentary about Rihanna for $25 million. The deal comes just a week after a forthcoming documentary about fellow pop star Billie Eilish was snagged by Apple TV Plus, also for $25 million. Rihanna has already been involved in several Amazon Prime projects. Earlier this year, she appeared in the straight-to-streaming Donald Glover project called Guava Island, which was produced by Amazon Studio. Another look now at your top story at 10, Eskom has reverted to stage 2 load shedding from 9 o'clock this morning, which will go until 11 o'clock tonight. For 5 News, I'm Erin Fox.
The 5FM Summer Takeover.
Durban, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth. We're making summer even hotter.
Can't wait.
The 5FM Summer Takeover.
Faded, self-medicated.